This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, your titles are long. I don't think I would have been able to do a full intro. And we were a little bit late because one of our computers just decided to update out of nowhere.
I heard.
So we apologize and we thank you for making time for us, brother. How are you doing? Garrett Wilson, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You heard?
Let's go. The future is bright for your Jets team, Gary.
I feel very confident. I think Breece Hall would have been number one or two in Rookie of the Year as well. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things. Obviously, the quarterback situation is something we have to figure out. But there's a lot of pieces in place.
So do you think, because you were getting a kind of a taste that the Jets were almost good at football this year, that's why whenever they would lose, you'd be so fucking mad? Do you think that is?
I've been so fucking mad.
No. This year, though, it felt like you guys had a chance, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. It's almost like you were grasping at hope a little bit.
No.
And then the Jets come back in.
No, let's all calm down. That video, and first of all, I love all of you, and so I'm very aware of what's always going on, let alone a massive global show like this. Just so you know, I know what like some weird dude in the basement in Ohio is doing. I definitely know what you guys are doing.
All right, good. Had to cover it.
Did you watch that football game? The Browns had won. Like, I wait to the last second of every football game if it's still within scoring distance to not let my emotions go happy or sad. But that game was over.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I lost my mind in winning that Browns game. And that was a decade of frustration being let out.
Yes.
Just to remind everybody.
So let's talk about this. Hold on. I got to say, football fan, though.
I got to say something.
Go ahead.
There is no distant second to the Jets playoff drought right now. We have not been there for 12 years. So we are pent up. Mm. And I'm saying it right now early so you can clip this a lot next year. We're going to fucking dominate next year.
The Jets?
The Jets!
What does that mean, though?
Okay,
That means 10-7. But that's still good. I'm pumped about 10-7.
So is that what the expectations are, though? We're going to make the playoffs, maybe get a playoff win for the first time in 12 years?
This is a very, very talented bunch. There's a lot left to be done. We've got a draft. We've got free agency.
Is Aaron Rodgers your quarterback or what?
Zach Wilson.
My intuition... Yeah, first of all, I don't want to give up on Zach. I'm so tired.
You're a good person for that.
I'm a good
person.
Which
you are.
You're the only one.
Yes,
Gary V.
Man, it's also logical. Like, Geno Smith was productive this year. We gave up on him when you were like 7.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people are giving up too simple.
He got punched, right,
comeback
though?
Player of the year. Yeah, he got punched in the face.
I know. Different broke situation.
Yes, he did get punched by a
linebacker. I guess the Zach Wilson situation kind of
similar. Got by the way, Zach got punched. He got punched emotionally, not physically like Geno. But Zach has hit. Zach is at rock bottom, which actually will allow us to get a very good read on him because he's absolutely at a crossroads.
Agreed.
And we took the fucking kid number 2 24 months ago. I'm not ready to be like, it's over. Everyone's so fucking of the second.
So you don't want Aaron Rodgers? Jets don't want Aaron Rodgers?
I want, it when it comes to Aaron or Jimmy G or Derek Carr, I think Tannehill's probably in play as well.
Of the
crew that's out there, I want to know which one wants to come in and realize they're in a great situation and try to win some playoff games and go to this game next year. But I also want somebody who's got 5 to 10% of their energy capacity to try to help the kid along as well.
Oh, Zach.
So that's right. So that's what I'm interested in.
AJ has a question for you.
What about Baker Mayfield? You left him out there. Is he a possibility?
Listen, I think he's a possibility. It hasn't hit my radar. I don't know why that hasn't happened.
That's awesome.
One more follow-up. Out of everything you do, actually, AQ Shipley right here, we were wondering if someone asks you, hey, Gary, what do you do for a living? What do you tell them?
I mean, I'm an entrepreneur.
You do everything.
I do so much shit. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I think that's the definition. Like, you want to run different things. And, it's a little bit of a Renaissance man, Hawk. Like it's just like, I like doing a lot of shit.
Is that your next book?
Renaissance Man?
Ooh. Yeah.
Hawk or like
yeah, with the hawk.
Yeah, with the bird.
Yeah,
because
that
makes a Renaissance Man a little better. Pet Hawk.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the next book name?
No, the next book is Jab, 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 Left Hook.
Which is your content to charge people.
Correct. Jab, 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 Right Hook was a huge book for me. I wrote 10 years ago of like, this is how you actually make content on the internet. Right now, content is changing. The TikTokification of all social media. Everyone watching here now actually has a chance to make one clip about pizza or sports or gardening, and it can hit and it can change the course of their lives.
Yeah, we did it. And we were a dumb group.
Look at you characters.
Yeah, look at us. Thanks. Hey, look at us, Gary.
Who would have thought?
Getting sued by Brett, your quarterback.
My quarterback.
Yeah, that's your quarterback. Right. He's suing me.
By the way, that was an amazing season for the Jets. If he didn't get hurt in Tennessee, I think the Jets win that Super Bowl. They went in and beat a 10-0 Titans team in Nashville, 31-7. And I was like, wait a minute, it might happen. And we lost literally every game for the season.
Oh, you got to get lucky, too.
Brett
and did Jets
throw
just
20
have not.
That year as well.
Yeah,
allegedly.
And there was some other stuff. Allegedly. Yeah. Thank you. Allegedly. Before and after every statement.
Right. Pat, can I ask you a question?
These lawsuits, they don't put the allegedly.
No, they don't.
They edited that out of there. Pat, anyway, sorry about it.
It's been a while since I've been actually on the show. In that time, you've become probably the most important person in sports.
Gary, that's an absurd statement.
It's not.
It is an absurd statement.
Even if you look at the reaction of your family here, they all know you are 80,000 times more important than you were 5 years ago in the genre of sports culture. Do you feel, you know, I understand you punted in front of lots of people. There's pressure
good,
with that,
yeah.
Right?
WrestleMania,
yep.
Too.
Yeah. WrestleMania was massive. You were amazing.
Hell yeah, undefeated. Thank you.
You
broke my ribs.
Yeah. You know, yep. But do you feel extra pressure now that you're the establishment?
That's interesting because we're still independent, though. So are we in the establishment or are we still the pirate? Because we're making more money than most of the establishment. We're still independent, though. So I feel good about the fact that we don't have people controlling what we can talk about and what we don't talk about.
I love that.
I think that's a big deal.
That is the deal.
But, yeah, we have to. I mean, with this whole lawsuit thing, I knew one was probably coming at some point just because the way we operate. You know, sure. We're wide open.
You're loose.
We are wide open. And I don't think we mean any ill intent. We just mean, like, how do we make the most entertaining shit? And we try not to be negative ever because I think it's very easy. Like, I think you have been a great trailblazer for this movement. Negative sports is easy.
Yeah.
Like, burying somebody's easy. You get a lot of clips from that. But I remember being in a locker room, and some of my teammates are getting killed. I'm like, yo, this is a good fucking dude. He's just so happened to have a couple of bad games. So we try to stay as positive as possible.
It's one of my biggest reasons that I really fuck with you guys on some real shit. Tearing down other human beings for your own self-interest is the dog shit move of humanity.
It's the internet, though, right now, Gary.
Yeah,
No. Exactly. People love to blame the internet. People love to blame social media. People love to blame politicians. It's you, fuckface. Stop being a dick.
Great point.
That's a great point. But you know just as much as I do, when they put a scoreboard on every piece of content, which they have, and people are trying to make a living out of it, whenever I think people get addicted to those numbers.
People definitely get addicted to those numbers, but it doesn't mean it's right.
Agreed. But that's why I say whenever I say internet, it's like the internet almost rewards.
No. The internet doesn't reward. Like, it's humans
that are doing the rewarding.
The social media pipes are empty, Pat. They're fucking empty. There's people that make stuff and there's people that consume stuff. And I think it's time we take a step back and realize, why are we hurting that we get micro joy out of someone else hurting?
Mm.
What part of you is happy when somebody's shitting on LeBron James? What part of you is happy?
To that point, like, somebody just got paid $8 million a year at the age of 75 to shit on LeBron James, though. Like, and that's not the internet, though. That's TV.
Right.
So it's almost like a societal problem, almost.
Well, that's right. That's the point. Like everyone wants to blame everybody but themselves. And so you're in control of yourself.
Hell yeah.
Do you want to compromise? Like, do you want to make a bag by shitting on people 24/7? You got to live with that shit.
Yeah.
So great, you have a fucking Lambo, but you don't sleep great at night. Who's making that trade? A lot of people.
Yep.
But guess what? Okay, that's not an interesting fucking trade for me. And everybody who's watching, you don't have to follow that shit.
Agreed.
There's plenty of alternatives and a million people living happy not doing that.
Isn't it crazy? There's some people that just have no conscience. It's crazy. Like, they're laying down at night, they just fuck somebody over completely, and then they just sleep soundly, and then they wake up the next day and they're like, I'm going to file a defamation lawsuit. There's people that do that.
I would actually argue that it's the complete reverse of that. It's not that they don't have conscience, it's that they're actually hurting.
So you're saying
what
inside.
Is that? Hurt people hurt people? Isn't
100%,
that a thing?
Oh,
is that real?
The realest fucking statement on earth.
How do you change that?
Oh, yeah. AJ.
By having compassion and empathy for people that are hurting.
And concussion cream, empathy.
There's also that.
That works too.
That's also a thing.
Ty has a question for you, Gary.
Go ahead,
Gary, the last couple times we've talked to you, you've talked about buying the Jets.
Yes.
How realistic is that in
Very.
Your mind?
Yes.
Very. Okay. But
yes.
what happens, like, if, let's say
you
the
crowdsourcing?
Jets,
let's say the Johnsons sell in 3 years and I'm not financially ready and it goes somewhere else. Then
yeah.
It,
some or,
then
or
it's
if
over.
They, or
then
if they
over.
Start winning.
Then it's over.
If they start winning and the, what
you
you're what you're expecting to pay right now is much different, especially when you
Ty, you're much smarter than this,
Come
thinking
on.
That winning has
That'd
an impact on the sale of a team.
That'd be Ty.
Come on, Ty.
Well,
Come on.
I don't know.
Definitely on the price. Definitely on the price.
Yeah.
Definitely on the price. Definitely on the price of the team.
There's teams that sell, like if you look at how teams sell, they're just such rare assets. Like the Panthers weren't fucking crushing it when they're selling for a record price. The Broncos, like it's just people want teams. And New York's going to be expensive regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I want the fucking Saints, you know, or the fucking Colts, you know, like,
yeah,
like
cool.
you know,
yeah,
so,
I want the Colts,
you know, and
yeah.
so I want a certain team. It's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to keep trying long before I ever made a video on the internet. When I was in fourth grade, I'm like, I'm going to do this. Seventh grade, 12th grade, like 20. And so this is my goal.
Hell yeah. That's a good goal. It's a good dream.
Go.
Vision board. You do a lot of that and you accomplish them all.
I got to tell you, like, what's scary is I genuinely think it's going to happen. What's even more exciting is if it doesn't happen, I fucking tried.
Are you a hedge fund guy at all or no?
No.
Isn't that where you got to get the amount of money to potentially do that? Do you have a plan on getting to the money?
Yeah, I'm building businesses. I'm building, you know, VFriends is an intellectual property. It's a Pokemon meets Sesame Street.
Sick, by the way. Anna has had success. A lot of NFTs have failed completely. The VFriends is still going very strong.
Mm-hmm. And then
congratulations.
Thank you.
No,
and VaynerX is a $350 million revenue business, 2,000 employees that I started from scratch with my brother 13 years ago. I'll do that for another decade.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a multi-billion dollar exit if I do it properly.
You think you can get to it?
I think I can get to it.
Let's go. Go get it. VCon next year. Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yes, VCon.
And Gary B is up there.
Gary B.
Gary B's up there, the humble hippo.
What about Patient Panda?
Oh.
Patience. Intuitive iguana.
Patience. Who said that?
Yep.
Come on. We know your shit,
come on,
dude.
Ty. Come on.
Come on. We're on the internet, yeah. G. We're on the internet, G. We know.
Gary, Intuitive Iguana was in the commercial for where VCon was going to be.
Boom.
Yes.
With
the and the Patient Panda.
We take it all in.
I appreciate you guys
And the Gary
so much.
B came in.
Yep.
I love you
We
guys.
Watch. We follow. Some of the shit you focus on, we're like, well, that's not for us. But then the other stuff, we're like, seems
well,
like if Gary's paying attention to it.
99% of your takes on this show is not for me, but that's life.
Well, we just see the way you're operating. We go, If Gary thinks this is of importance, probably a good idea for us to think that.
Yes,
you've had a
track record. And,
yes.
And by the way, that's what's going on with y'all. Like, you know, we got to talk for a few seconds before backstage. One of the most enjoyable things for me is watching other people win. Back to the reverse of what we were just talking about. We've been on each other's radar for a long time. Watching all of you build what you guys have been building has been a great joy, and I genuinely wish you so much success and the happiness and escapism that you bring for so many people that watch this show is very meaningful, and I cheer for you guys heavy.
Man, that's very dope of you to say.
Yeah.
Very, very nice of you to say. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Now, with that being said, our takes would probably be more for you if the Jets didn't suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, if the Jets were a little bit better, you know what I mean?
Might help.
You gotta appreciate something. I love being a Jets fan. You know who I feel bad for? 35-year-old Patriot fans.
Well, oh, that's that guy right down there at the end.
Close.
He's 27.
Bad,
27.
But,
well, let me explain the badness.
Sure.
You actually believe you achieved something.
Yeah.
That's what's so
oh,
funny.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's not the only one.
I have six Super Bowl championships,
Gary. That's right.
Sorry.
That's exactly right.
Don't hate me.
Not to mention an NBA championship.
That's right.
An NHL championship. And two baseball championships.
What?
You are the greatest athlete of all time.
Two MLS Cups. Don't forget about the
Revolution.
Come
let's
on.
Go.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
But but it's terrible from here on for the rest of his life.
Well, when your self-esteem is wrapped up into a team that has nothing to do with your actual life, it can get confusing. That doesn't mean that you're bad.
Burial, bro.
But it's confusing. Yeah. I think that Chief fans are starting to get confused. I definitely know that Golden State Warriors fans are confused because I was doing tech investing when the Warriors were not good. Nobody in fucking SF knew a clue. Didn't even know where Golden State was. They wouldn't know Chris Mullin.
Hold
if
on,
took
what
a
are
shit
you
on that. Right? They didn't know them at all.
Great
and all of a sudden, the Warriors started getting good, and all these Google and Facebook and tech
Hell
people
yeah.
were like,
Front
Warriors,
row.
Warriors. Those fuckers are so confused.
Yeah. And they don't even know what basketball is because Steph doesn't play with basketball. Steph plays a different style of basketball
that
nobody else
that's
can play.
Damn true.
What are you in? You're in Uber?
Well, let me
Facebook?
Finish this up. Yes, all of them. But listen.
All of them.
Hell yeah.
Being a Jets fan is phenomenal.
All of them.
You deal with adversity at scale. the world's against you. I love it. I love when all the fuckers get on Twitter and they're like, you fucking said that. I'm like, okay, I want to eat all that shit. Give it all
to
me.
Yeah.
And then when we fucking rise and win it, I'm going to fucking stick it to everyone. Yeah, we won a regular season game against the Browns. I lost my fucking mind. Yeah. Could you imagine when the Jets win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm going to burn the earth to the ground.
Yeah, hell yeah. For sure. And then Gary B will come in with a hose.
Yep.
Yeah. That whole
and
thing
save the
control.
Whole day. Yeah.
We appreciate you so much for joining
Thank
us.
You,
thank you for making time.
Thank you.
And good luck the rest of the way, dude.
Thanks,
we love watching.
Who's going to win the game? I know he doesn't want to answer. See what I did there, guys?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
always watching.
We still got 2 hours.
Who's going to Who do you think?
We still got 2 hours.
I think the Eagles are going to win, but here's the scenario that I see. I'm worried that Patrick's a little banged up, and that like is a variable. I think I've loved Jalen from the beginning. I spoke to the Bama football team years ago, and he was in the audience, and he was picking up on stuff I was saying, and it clicked for me. I'm like, this kid gets it. But it's still
That's a tough room to talk to, college football.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's a tough room.
Bama.
No, I love the kids. It was easy. But
you're a great
speaker. That first quarter for Jalen, it's still the fucking Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
And the special teams difference, I think, is really in the Chiefs' favor. So my brain goes to tricky first quarter. Does he throw a pick six, maybe something weird?
Ooh.
Chiefs special teams, does something happen? And the Eagles have not played from behind all season.
It's good analysis, Gary.
Really good analysis. Yeah. That's great.
I don't make pretend of knowing football. I fucking know football.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The analyst anteater, dude.
I'm going to draw that shit back.
Oh, we got a bunch of them.
Hey, we appreciate you. Yeah, here's you lose your mind. Fuck you, Jacoby.
Fucking receipts, motherfucker.
Receipts. Hold on. We start the receipts conversation large
every
one.
Every single week.
Every time we picked the Jets game, it was like, we don't want to end up on Gary's fucking receipts video. Yeah. But we do think the Jets are going to lose this week. I want a little bit of a run. We appreciate the hell out of
you. Thanks, guys.
You're the man.
Such a pleasure. Love you.
Keep crushing, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.